Welcome to the Marriage Adventure Podcast, where the journey is the destination. It's the highs, the lows, and everything in between.
Hey, thanks for listening to us today.
What's up, everybody?
We're your hosts, Daniel and Bonnie Hoover. And it is a dreary Friday morning here as we're sitting here recording this morning.
I'm trying to compensate by being really excited and really up because it's cold and it's wet outside.
Yep.
And we have a problem. We have challenged all of you peeps to the Marriage Adventure Challenge to get out and have fun together and do stuff. And the past like several weeks, we've been doing podcasts on our days off, and while the kids are at school, it's quiet around here.
Yeah, Friday is our date day.
Yep, and so we've been so busy with, you know, ministry stuff here, the Marriage Adventure, and that's fun.
The most fun date I could think of right now would just be go get back in my PJs and veg out and lay in bed for the rest of the afternoon.
But I feel like we've done that a lot.
I know.
So we need to get out. So we're trying to think of what we can do to get out. And if you know us at all, we have a weird, and I say we loosely, it's probably me, but Bonnie is so kind and acts like she does. I have a weird love of like motorhomes and RVs and campers and that whole kind of thing.
Yeah, you've sucked me into that world too. I like it. It's fun. I enjoy looking motorhomes and
we love our motorhome, and we've spent so much time, and there's a whole story there, and we spent, you know, so much time. We bought this old 20-year-old motorhome and revamped it and took 6 weeks and rented it. It was so fun. But anyways, I think what we're going to do, we've got a pizza on our motorhome that I've got to go replace, and so we're going to go to the RV store and kind of maybe act like we're interested, I don't know, and jump in and out of RVs and motorhomes and just look at them. And
if you've never done that, it's actually pretty fun. It's crazy all they can pack in those motorhomes. Some of those little ones, you're like, no way.
And the big ones we could never even think about affording anyway, and that's why it's fun to go in and out of those.
Well, they're almost as big as our house.
And this is really sick. I know so much about motorhomes, and these salesmen know so little. I really just like to make them feel dumb by asking them questions, and they don't know how to answer.
That's so mean.
So anyway, but a good thing about today is I am sitting here with my Marriage Adventure hat, my brand new one I just got in the mail.
Yep.
So you can head on over to the store on the world-renowned marriageadventure.com website and pick you up one.
It's a good looking hat. I like it.
And not many hats look good on me, I think.
It's got to
be the right hat. So anyway. All right. So on to the topic of what we're talking about today. So much for small talk. So today we're going to talk about something you might not typically tend to associate with marriage or family. Most of you guys probably work somewhere. If you work outside the home, you probably work somewhere that has a mission statement or vision statement or purpose statement or something like that. I know at our church, we had one for the first, 20 years of the church. And then we felt like it was time to focus that in a little bit more and change it. And so our mission statement at the church I'm on staff with, North Star Church, is to help people find their way home. And everything we do is encompassed in that mission statement. And if it's not, then we don't do it. And we have core values and all that. And so maybe you work at a place that has a mission statement. The problem is most of these places, the day after we leave or God tells us to go, they're going to replace us. And we're all expendable. That's one thing we say around our churches. We're all expendable. But we come home to a house that has no mission, no vision, you don't understand your purpose. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Hi, I'm Colby. I love sports and I'm very competitive. But you're a grown up. You can't really play sports anymore. So how do you compete? I recommend you go to the marriageadventure.com and sign up for the Marriage Adventure Challenge. You can challenge another couple, make a bet with them, and see who wins. Then you can beat them, then brag about it, and maybe they'll buy you some ice cream.
So today we're talking about the importance of having a family mission or a purpose statement. Daniel, we talk about this sometimes because we try to be intentional, but what do you think a family without a mission looks like?
Well, it's probably most of us. I mean, I doubt many families have one. As a matter of fact, I'd read a book, and it was actually in part of one of my courses for my graduate degree, and it talked about personal mission statements, and I was like, and I had heard that many times, and I had just never walked through the process, and so finally I did, and so I kind of went through a process, and it was really, really good, and adopted a personal mission statement for my life. But it never crossed my mind that our family needed one. And I don't know why, because we try to be intentional with our parenting. And if you're listening to this podcast, you'd obviously care about life and moving ahead and bettering yourself. I never thought about that. Well, so a family without a mission, to answer your question, I think we just kind of manage life or manage chaos, or we just kind of take it as it comes, or as an idea comes out of left field, or a situation presents itself, we think about it, pray about it, or we like it, and we're like, okay, let's just do that. And
I think we all set out when we first get married or along our marriage, we have these little goals we set, like financial goals, or we want to buy a house, or we want to, you know, live in a certain neighborhood. I know some people have like, here's my 5-year plan, here's my 10-year plan. We might have a plan, but a lot of times it just revolves around what our financial goals are going to look like, or what our hobbies are going to look like, or our homes and things like that.
But, or dreams you have for your kids one day.
Sure.
You know, I want my kid to be a professional athlete, so we're going to put everything there. Mm-hmm. You know?
So we just kind of manage stuff as it comes, but I don't know that we necessarily have a target that we're one target as a whole family that we're shooting at. It's like we usually kind of shoot arrows without a target, just hoping it's going to hit something.
Yeah, and that's really what a purpose, mission, vision statement does for you, is it puts a bullseye on the wall, and then you point your family, or you point yourself or your company towards that. And I tell you how this really came about for us. And so we chose this topic because we just went through this process this past weekend.
Yep, with our 10 and 8-year-old.
Yep, and we'll kind of walk you through that process here in a minute. But it came about because I have a men's group that I lead, and just started this men's group not too long ago. And it's a men's group for dads of kids, of young kids. And so everybody in the group has kids under the age of 10, probably is the oldest right now. And so I really like it because we're all in that season of life. And so the first book we're going through that I want to take everybody through is called Play the Man. And it's by Mark Batterson, who's the pastor at National Community Church in Washington, D.C. And so in that, Mark talks about this, having a mission and vision. And the thing is, this is my second time going through the book. Mm-hmm. I mean, I read it through the first time and I had kids and I just didn't do it. And I thought, oh, that's a great idea that I didn't do. And so so I challenged the guys in the group. I said, hey, all right, over the next month, I want you to work this process with your family. And so it forced me, kind of forced my hand as the leader of the group to do that. So I came home and that night, I began putting together a document of a plan to do it. Well, the funny thing is in our healthy marriage model that we've developed for the Marriage Adventure, one of the things in the healthy marriage model is that you have a common mission as a family. And yet we had a mission, I think, but we had never developed this thing.
Well, we had a mission. It just wasn't put on paper, and we, everything that in our heads as a husband and wife that we want to accomplish, we're trying to instill that in our children, but we've never really included them in that process and been overt with saying, hey guys, this is what we are as a family, and here's where we're trying to go. Mm-hmm. Even though we are trying to steer us in that direction, well, you and I knew it, but we had never included Josie and Colby in the process.
No, you're right. So So I put this document together and sent it out to my guys. Now, I've also included this document in the show notes for this podcast. So if this is something you want to do and take your family through,
There's a
resource there, and that process is there. And so, let me just, and so I'll kind of say it this way. There's a couple of different ways you can do this. You can do a mission for your family, a mission statement. You could do a vision statement, or you could do a purpose statement.
Okay, so what's the difference between those?
So the difference between mission, vision, and purpose is purpose answers the question of why. Why are we here? Why do we exist? Mm-hmm. A mission statement is something that you're setting out to do. It's what it says. It's a mission. This is what we want to accomplish. And that can be,
you can have a lot of different missions.
A lot of different missions. It can be an overall mission with a lot of different goals underneath it, because goals are just little bite-sized missions. A vision statement is a vision of what you want the future to look like. It's a preferred future, preferred to what you're living in now.
So looking down the line and saying in 20 years, yes, this is what we want our life to have looked like. Yeah.
Yep. So we chose to do, and you could do any one of the three of those. We chose to do a purpose statement for our family because I felt like in a purpose statement, it answers the question, why do we exist? And a purpose can also entail a vision and a mission. So within that purpose, we'll find our vision and mission. So that's why we chose to go down that road.
Well, our process was really fun because, Colby was supposed to play in a game last Saturday and it got rained out. So,
oh man, we were praying for that rain, weren't we?
It was an early morning. And so we got up and got ready to go. And then we get the call. I mean, we were thinking, oh, it's going to rain.
Well, they told us the night before. They said, if we call the game, we'll let you know by 8 a.m. Well, we had to leave the house at 8 a.m. to get to the game. So we're laying in bed at 7:20, 7:15, thinking,
we got to get up.
They're going to cancel this game. We're going to get up. We're going to get ready. We're going to walk out the door, and then we're going to get, and that's exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened. But it was good because it created this fun time for our family, just good morning in the house. And we'd already talked about that we were going to do, talk through our mission and purpose and all that with our family over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So we had stopped by the church and we had borrowed the whiteboard and the kids were like, what's this for?
We got some sticky notes, different colors and, kids love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And should have gotten silly string. That would have made it all the better. But I'm not sure where that would have fit, but that would have been fun. So we made a thing out of it and we started Friday night. Now I want to give you one idea is go away. It was kind of a last minute idea, but I wanted to get this done because I wanted to encourage the guys in my men's group, and we didn't have any time that we could get away. We had like one weekend, but if you can plan out, man, go away, get a hotel room, get a cabin, go somewhere, make a thing out of it, and that'll be memorable. Your kids will love it. Kind of escape for a few days. But we tried to build that in here. So it was finally chilly enough. We kind of made a fire and Bonnie made some, oh my gosh, some incredible pumpkin
cobbler.
Oh gosh, with ice cream on it.
Of course, with ice cream.
And
there's no purpose of cobbler if you don't have ice cream to go along with it. It's just mean.
I'm just thinking about that.
Sorry. I don't have any plans for
that. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I got lost in the cobbler. So we did that Friday night. We all kind of huddled in the den. I pulled in the whiteboard. We had all the stickies. They were really excited. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And that's actually the first step. So in the little ebook PDF you'll get, I laid out just the steps. And I kind of compiled it from other resources and then things. But step number one is pray. And pray, pray, pray. And so you begin to pray that God will reveal to you his vision for your family and the purpose of your family. And then step number two is call a family meeting, call a special meeting and make it fun. Maybe order a pizza, make the cobbler. That's
pumpkin
awesome.
Cobbler.
And make a big deal out of it. And your kids will love it, especially if your kids are little. Now, don't have expectations that it's all going to get done in one night and that it's going to be this spiritual mountaintop thing. But no. Make it fun. Kids always love fun.
Well, we were about halfway through it Friday night, and the kids at some point started rolling around the floor. They started laughing, and then they lost it.
I knew it was done. Yeah. And we got a good ways in it.
Yeah.
We probably got, halfway done with it, probably an hour into it, and they were just kind of
distracted. It's a lot
distracted.
For little kids.
So we just kind of said, all right, that's good. We'll finish this tomorrow. And so we binged watched Survivor or something and ate more cobbler. So that's step number one and two, pray and then call a special family meeting. And then step number three. Now, I want to say this as I say step number three. We all have a mission. We all have a purpose. That's not the question, is developing a purpose. If you're in Christ, if you're listening to this and you're a Christian, you have a purpose. Christ gave it to every one of us in Matthew 28:19. The thing is are we living on mission, on purpose, or are we living off mission, off purpose? So just before Christ ascended back up to heaven, he gave all Christians a common mission. So this was after his resurrection. He appeared to a few people. And then right before he was called back up to heaven, he gave us a mission. And that's called the Great Commission. And you've probably heard it. So therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It's Matthew 28:19. So if you're a Christian, at the core, your family's purpose and for existence is contained in that verse. And it has something to do with the Great Commission. There's two parts to that. One, God's common mission for all Christians involves two things. It involves loving God and loving others. So if you got a pen, paper, you can write this down or download that PDF. It's right in there. Your mission as a family has to do with loving God, glorifying God and others. It has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with us making a bunch of money, making money for retirement, going on vacations. Those are all great, and they can fit underneath that. But the two things, it comes down to God and other people. And then the second thing is that a good mission statement or purpose statement has three things. It asks the question, who you are, and then why does your family exist, and what are the principles that will guide your family? And that's why you ultimately want the purpose statement. So pray. Call a special family meeting, make it a big deal. And then step number three.
Ask questions, read scripture, discuss what your family is all about. And with our kids, we just kind of sat back and we started asking them the questions and letting them answer and seeing what they thought. That's kind of a good litmus test to see, okay, where have we been with this so far? What do our kids think we're about? Mm-hmm. What is it that they think our family is here for?
And it's very telling. I mean, if it could be convicting to hear what your kids say, because it's a mirror as to how you've, kind of your parenting over the years.
They've been exposed to. I know it was interesting because some of the things that I heard our kids talking about and saying were things, okay, we believe, but they were directly out of their times that they had gotten from our church. It was things that I'd heard came from our children's ministry, which was really cool to hear that as well.
Yep. And then there's some things that I heard from our children's ministry that I was like,
from our kids' mouths.
But I was thinking, I probably should have taught them that. And I don't think I did. I think they learned that at church.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not the church's job to disciple our kids. It's our job. But some of the questions that you can ask and that we asked, and this comes out of the seven habits of highly effective families, is what's the purpose of our family? What kind of family do we want to be? What kind of things do we want to do? What kind of feeling do we want to have in our home? And what kind of home would you like to invite your friends over to? Those are great questions. And so give your kid the marker. And it's on a dry erase. Make sure it's a dry erase marker.
Oh, they thought that was really fun. They wanted to take turns writing down.
Yeah.
They loved it.
And so we just kind of sat back and kind of guided the conversation, but we let them, and they're going to come up with some silly answers and embrace it. Have fun with it. And even, you know, if your 6-year-old comes up with some crazy answer, or 15-year-old comes up with some deep answer, just go with it. Because the process is as important or more important than the end product in this. And so that's the process is just such a good thing. So step number three, you guys talk about it and write those answers down. Write them on a whiteboard or something like that, and then come up with some of those answers. And then here's a good question to that step is, do the answers to those questions reflect in any way the Great Commission that God gave us? And then step number four is beginning to identify your family's core values. Now, here's what core values are. Core values are the things that make you you at the very center or core of who you are. These are values that that you hold to. Jim Collins, author of Good to Great, he sets a standard for core values. He says a core value is something so central you would say, even if it's harmful for us, we would still hold to this value. Even if we had to pay penalties, even if we had to punish our children for violating it or discipline them, even if we had to deny them something that would bring them pleasure, we would still hold to it. And one example we gave to our children, we said, okay, one day if the government outlaws, you know, Bible reading, we will still hold to that core value, you know, that kind of thing. And so that's what your core values are. And we all have them. We all have things that are core to us. The thing is you just got to mine them out and see what they are.
Yeah.
So make a list. And these are the things I think we put on the sticky notes. Is that right?
Yeah. And it was stuff that maybe that they hear us say around here all the time. We ask them, so what are some things that mommy and daddy are always telling you that we do? And I know before Colby walks on the ball field, we're always like, we've got three rules for you, bud. You know, work hard, be a good teammate, and have fun.
Yep.
And so he brought out some of those. He thought those were like, yeah, those are things we say all the time. And
yeah, one thing we say is if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. You know, things like that. And that we love others, we love God. So those are all things that they wrote down on those little stickies. It was funny to see their personalities because Colby's very, very cognitive. He's a chess player, you know.
Yeah,
and so
strategy.
So all his stickies were in a line. And Josie's unbelievably creative. And so all hers were all over the place.
Yeah.
It was great. So, and then step number four, identify your core values. Step number five, decide on 10 or fewer bigger ideas. And these are, you know, phrases that you say, different things like that. And write those down. You know, put them on a big flip chart or on the whiteboard. And then step number six is write out your family mission statement. So you're going to take all of that that you've written on the board and on the stickies, and you're going to synthesize it all together. That means you're going to layer it all together. You're going to put it together. And so how we did that was we kind of went through and found duplicates.
Things that kind of landed in a category. And then we stacked those together on the sticky notes. And then we ended up with about four big overarching ideas, and and then kind of crafted that and let the kids help us, and we crafted it into what we said would, this is kind of the reason our family exists.
And it was and you may not craft that statement in that sitting, but the thing about a mission statement is our purpose for us was keep it short, keep it simple because it's memorable, and make it collaborative. Let your family, your kids have a say-so in it, and let it come out of everything that they've said. And take as much time as you need to craft that statement. So the statement that we came up with is that we exist to love God, enjoy life together, work hard, and share the love of Jesus. And that's why we exist.
It's funny because Josie started working on it immediately. She's our little overachiever, and she got in the car yesterday and she said, "I know our mission. I know our purpose statement." And she quoted it out, and she had memorized it. She said, "Colby, can you say it?" And he said, "No."
I told him the first one that memorizes all of it gets a prize.
Okay.
I have no idea what the prize is going to be.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Probably pumpkin cobbler. And so, so that's our purpose statement. And then we took everything, all the mission, all the core values that we had listed out, and we pared them down to about six because you want enough to memorize and all. So we had, I don't know, we probably had 12 or 15.
Oh, at least.
And we pared it down. And some of our core values are love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, because that's the first commandment, or the greatest commandment, Jesus said.
And then I love the second one, family comes first. Mm-hmm. I mean, our walk with the Lord is all-encompassing, but family...
That's given.
Yeah, family comes first. And it was interesting that after we did that the next day, Josie kind of ran into a situation where she felt like she had to choose between family and friends. And she came back and she said, you know what? I made the decision because one of our core values is family comes first.
That's right.
And I was like, wow, you actually got that. You understood it.
And then number three, let's see, love others, serve others, and tell them about Jesus.
And then number four, be kind to everyone.
Yep. And then five, have fun and be adventurous.
That's kind of something that our family likes to do. We enjoy just going on adventures together and doing fun things. And then the last one is, we said, work hard. Yep. We feel like that just really says, okay, we're going to do it to the best of our ability and do it for the Lord. And work is unto the Lord. And so those were kind of the core values we came up with for our family.
And then step number seven is hang your mission statement and your core values in a prominent place in the house. And husbands, this is where this can get expensive, because your wife might want to make some really cool, elaborate thing. So we're not sure where that's the step we're at now, is we might hang the purpose statement over the doorway when we leave. Yeah. And then, I don't know, we've got a little place on our wall. We're trying to find to put the core values and how to do that.
But so. Josie wasn't content to just wait for me to get something. And she said, let's go put it on our chalkboard over our desks. And so we've got the purpose statement written over on her side, and then the core values on Colby's side. And so we can see them.
And then the last step is this: refer to it often and allow it to define what your family does. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we did was right after we got it done that Saturday morning, we went through scenarios with the kids, like, okay, let's pretend like you're 16 and your friend does this and they want you to do this. How can you make your decision based upon our purpose and mission? And core values. And they said, that's number one, love the Lord, you know. And we're like, yep, that's great. And so we just came up with a bunch of scenarios that could happen now or, And that was cool for them to see how those, the purpose and the core values affect what we do now.
And can help define and give them a place to reach from when they're not sure what decision to make. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I know this. This is core to who we are as a family, so this is core to who I am.
Yeah. And then I think a great thing to do is take all of your roles or all of your family activities or all the things that you do as a family and now filter them through your core values and purpose statement. Mm-hmm. For example, and here's one thing to know. It's kind of like, God puts you where he puts you because he wants you to effect change in the Great Commission where you are. Yeah. He didn't put you in Africa.
Well, he might put, have.
Unless he did. But he put you where he put you. He put you around the people he's putting you around to invoke change, spiritual change. So take everything you're doing and put through the filter of this purpose in core values. So, for example, if you're like with us, if you're playing baseball, okay, well, how can we love others, serve others, and tell them about Jesus with baseball? Because baseball's not about baseball. No. Baseball's not going to affect eternity unless we use it for eternal purposes. So, really, the act of playing baseball comes second or third. Yeah. It's we have a greater purpose there. Or if your family's wanting to go on a vacation, okay, well, how does that? What does that have to do with anything? Well, for us, core value number five is have fun and be adventurous.
Yeah.
And
family comes first.
Family comes first. Enjoy life together. That's in our purpose statement. And so begin to take everything you do. Okay, well, we're not really going to church a whole lot. Well, our purpose statement is we exist to love God and we love the Lord our God with all our hearts. Well, we really need to get plugged in somewhere then.
Yeah.
So take everything you do and put it through the filter of this. And Scripture says, write these things where? On your hearts, mm-hmm. and write them on your walls.
So write them on, put them over the doorpost.
Put them on the doorpost. Yeah. So really, write them on your doorposts when you leave and keep that thing before you. I know in our church, everywhere you look, we have our mission statement.
Yeah.
in the parking lot, on the little light pole flags, when you walk into the building and you, in the lobby. So,
well, and over your door is a great place, because every time you walk out, you're saying, okay, I'm going into the world. Here's why I'm going and yeah. what my purpose is. It's not just to go to school today and just learn. Well, you can work hard at school. That's part of why our family exists, is to work hard. But in that working hard, it's a great way to show God's love to people. And it's a mission field.
Yep. So here's your steps. Go to the show notes for this and download family mission document.
It's a free ebook there. You can kind of come up with your plan. And then two, make an appointment to sit down with your family to brainstorm. And that might not happen right now, but you might say, okay, in 2 weekends, that's going to be our Saturday where mm-hmm. we do this, or whenever. Just make an appointment to do that. And then it might even take a couple of sessions. So give yourself a couple of times there that mm-hmm. you put on there, especially if you've got little tiny children that you want to include in this. They're going to need a couple of little mm-hmm. sessions to be able to digest this. Mm-hmm.
And then align your family's activities to that purpose and mission. Don't just do it and leave it out there. Man, let that define what you do, because that is the Great Commission.
I think that's probably the most important step. Because if you just come up with a mission statement, that's great. But if it's not changing what you do, and if it's not affecting your life so that you can actually live for that mission, then it doesn't.
Then you're living off mission.
You're living off mission.
And I think it's disobedience for us as Christians.
And then the last thing that you can do to put this into practice is far as the mission of your family.
Your common purpose
and what you're here for and how you're accomplishing that. So that's a great thing. Go over to themarriageadventure.com and
world renowned
and click on Healthy Marriage Assessment, and you can take the test to find out where your marriage lands in that.
Yep. So we are going to look at RVs. Y'all have a great time.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Then head on over to Facebook and Instagram and give us a follow. Have a great week.